when we bought the shop, neither my husband or myself had any idea what you did with the shop, apart from the fact that we knew you sold stuff. But how it was organised, we had no idea. And the shop was a member of the SPAR group, and we found them really very helpful. But we had been living abroad for a while, and we modelled ourselves on the Asian shops that were in Kenya, in the towns that were our nearest shopping areas, because they would always find what you wanted, they would always get it for you and tell you whether it would be a day or a week or a month before they could get it, and it would always come. And they were always very pleasant. When you went into the shop, you were given a cup of tea and given a seat to sit on while they got all the stuff together that you wanted. And we thought that the atmosphere in these shops was really rather nice, and that's what we would do. Not give the people tea, obviously, but we would try and get what people wanted and do the best we could for them. And so that was our sort of plan at the back of our head. Luckily, there was two ladies working in the shop when we took it over, and they were very afraid that they were going to lose their jobs. And I said, no, we need you, because you know how the shop operates, and we don't. So they helped us, Edith and Betty helped us manage the shop. And at that time, it had a cold meat counter that we sold bacon and cooked meats. And we had pet foods and the usual tins of cat food and dog food and stuff like that. But the ordering, I would always ask them whether such and such a thing would go, because I got this massive order list from SPAR to make up an order. And I would say, will this sell? And say, no, they won't like that here, and don't bother with that, but this will go okay, and that'll go okay, and that'll go okay. So that was the way we worked it. And then they would remind me if it was coming up to Shrove Tuesday and remind me to order pancake mixes and anything that they thought would be seasonal that I didn't know about as being a thing in this area. They would be able to tell me, you'll need to get this or that in today because there's something happening in the village and the people will be in for either drinks, or because we were licensed as well, and they might be in for drinks, or they might be in for cigarettes that we didn't normally stock, or something like that. So we did try to get everything to the best of our ability. And when people came in and asked for something that we knew wouldn't sell as a rule, but if this person wanted it, my husband would go into the cash and carries and get it for them in whatever quantity they needed it. Because sometimes if they were having a party or something and they needed special drink splits and things like that, we'd get them. But it was a nice atmosphere. And one of the things that we did was there was a total wipeout of electricity in most of Aberdeenshire in a huge snowstorm. And of course, as soon as the electricity went, all the supermarkets closed, everything closed, because they couldn't put things through the till. So having lived in Africa, we just thought, right, what do we do now? So we lit candles, and we had candles all along all the gondolas in the shop. And I had a manual calculator that printed on a roll, and I could, when the people came with us, it was nearly Christmas, and everybody was just desperate, and the shop was packed with people stopping because they saw a light on, and they came in, and we were really, really busy, and everybody was milling about looking for stuff because they weren't familiar with the shop, and I was carefully going through this thing, putting in all the prices on this manual thing, on this roll of paper, took forever, but nobody minded. Everybody stood in a queue and just chatted away. And I then had the roll of paper for the day's transactions. And then the following morning, when the power came back on, I put it all through the till. And so everything was fine. So it was such a nice Christmassy feel to that everybody was so grateful that the shop had stayed open, because we could trust the staff. We didn't have to worry about what was going to show on the till. We didn't have to worry. So it was a really good evening. It was a really good day, because I mean the power went off quite early in the day, and we were still open. We at that time we opened till about 8 o'clock at night. So we were open from 8 in the morning till 8 at night. So it was a good time. And the other thing that we did at Christmas time was we gave out, when people came in for their New Year's Day papers, which was normally all they wanted, they had a choice of a dram of whiskey or a soft drink. And the first day, the first New Year we were there, it was all the wives that came up, because the men had had a hard night the night before. The women all came up for the papers, and then they all got a dram and went home and said, "Oh, we got a dram." So the next time the whole family came, so, and we had a basket of sweets for the kids and soft drinks if they wanted to drink it. But and that also went very well. That also went very well. People would come in and have the drams, and I sort of limited myself to one bottle of whiskey, and I poured it. But I measured the drams. I didn't just slurp it into the glasses. I measured the drams, and had them set out in a tray, ready to go. So it was, it was good. And some of them came in and said, "Can I take one out to my father? He's sitting in the car." So I said, "Yes, carry on." Oh God. Well, we all got drams. It was a good atmosphere in the shop. Everybody enjoyed coming in, and we had on the door the hello and welcome and thank you on the door. These cards in different languages.
All right.
And we had about I have them somewhere in the loft, but. Up to now, I've looked in the places where I thought they might be, but they're obviously not. And I know I've got them in a plastic bag in a corner somewhere. And I intend finding them so that you can photograph them, if you can remember what says what. The only one I don't have, which we couldn't get off the door, was my Dorcas at that time was working in Thailand. And she started it by bringing home a hello, a welcome and thank you in Thai, and we stuck it on the door, and we wrote phonetically how you pronounced it underneath so that I could tell people what it said. And I think we had about 30 odd. There was two panes of glass on the door, beautifully etched with the name McIntosh and Son, and all of it's a beautiful door. I'd be mad if somebody's taken it away, but we had them covered in these little labels, which were price labels from the shop, which were card, so you could write on them. And when somebody came in and said, "You haven't got Welsh," so I'd give them a card, say, write it in Welsh, so they would write it down. Or somebody would come in, "You haven't got Polish, okay, then you go do it in Polish." And it's fairly gathered and was a great talking point, and the tourists that came in and spoke about all the languages, that were there. So it was a good place. So.